Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Nachman Shor. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas Maris Hanel Abbas Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon Ben Reb David.
The Gemara at the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, with the sugya goes into Pei Hei, brings the din of a tinuk that's found mushlach, and you don't know who the tinuk is. Is it a Jewish person, a Jewish baby, or a guy? So the Gemara brings the Braisa, the Mishnah, that if Rov Kusum, we consider him a Kusi. If the city is Rov Yisrael, we consider him a Yisrael. Mechzal Mechza, we consider him a Yisrael. And the Gemara at the top of Pehei Amud Aleph says, what dinim do these klalim apply? When does the klal apply that in Rov Yisrael, Yisrael? What din Rov Yisrael will be Yisrael? And the Gemara says, "L'may hilchasa lahachzir lo avedaso," that if you find an aveda and it turns out the aveda belongs to this Suffolk person, if the city that he came from is Rav Yisrael, we assume he's a Jew, and you'll be machzir him the aveda. Taisvis here in Yuma and the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva in where we have the same sugya in Ksuvis. And Tesvav Amud Beis ask, how come in Rav Yisrael you have to return to him the Aveda? If it's Mechza al Mechza, if the city is half Goyim, half Jewish, so then we say you don't have to return him the Aveda. Because we could say, bring proof that you're Yisrael and I'll return you Aveda. Maybe you're a Goy and I'm not Mechuyif to return you the Aveda. In fact, it's also to return the Aveda of a Goy. So there they all reshine and ask, since Shmuel holds Ein Holchim B'mamanach HaRoiv, even if it's a Roiv Yisrael, we should be able to say to this Suffolk, prove you're a Jew. How could you take away the Aveda from me based on the fact that the Roiv says you're a Jew, Ein Holchim B'mamanach HaRoiv, and therefore I shouldn't have to return you the Aveda, even if it's a city that's Roiv Yisrael? And the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva all answer that this din that Shmuel says, Ein Holchim B'mamanach HaRoiv, means we can't use a Roiv to be mighty from a Muchzak. Therefore, in this case, where the Balav, the one who found the Aveda, is not really a Muchzak, he's just holding it for the owner of the Aveda, but he's not considered a Muchzak, therefore, the Roiv will be able to take away the Aveda from him and give it to the Suffolk person. That which Shmuel says, Ein Olchem B'mamanach HaRoiv, just means you can't be use Roiv to be mighty from a Muchzak. But here, it's not really a Muchzak, and therefore the Roiv Yisrael, will make you return the Aveda to this Suffolk child. Isvis Anar Blat Erin Yuma says a teretz seemingly along the same lines, perhaps it means the exact same thing. That which we say, Ein Holchem B'mamanach HaRoiv, is in a case where a meicher sold somebody a shor, v'nimta nakhen. And now you want to get the money back from the meicher, saying it's a mekach toz. The meicher could say, I sold it to you, I assumed it was for you, you can use it for shechita. And even if the Roiv people buy for work, not for Shechita, Ein Olchem B'mamanach HaRoiv, and you can't be mitzi the money back from the Meicha. Taisus uses the Lashon because since the money came to his hand, Beheta, it was given to him from the other owner and was handed to him, so in that case you can't use the Roiv to be mitzi. As opposed to a case where the Baal Aveda, the Mighty, just found the Aveda, in that case you could be Mighty Al Pi Roiv. Perhaps Taisus means the same like the other Rishonim. It's a difference versus a Muchzak versus a non-Muchzak. Now the Gemara continues and says, L'may Hilchasa, the din of Mechza Al Mechza Yisrael, where does that apply that if the city is half Jewish, half Goyish, we assume that this Tinuk is a Yisrael? So the Gemara says, in the Maskana, the Gemara comes out, that will apply in a case where the shor of this Suffolk person is Nagach, the shor of a Jew. That the Yisrael will come to this Suffolk, and he'll be able to collect, if it's a Tam, he'll collect Chatzi Nezek. But if he's going to try to say, you know, you're a guy, and a guy always pays Nezek Shalem, so this Suffolk could say, no, Mechza al Mechza, the city I come from is Mechza al Mechza. So there's no proof I'm a guy. Prove that I'm a guy. And therefore you'll have a din like a Yisrael that he will only pay Chatzi Nezek. Because since you can't prove he's a guy, it's a city of Mechza al Mechza, you'll only be able to collect from him Chatzi Nezek. The mashmas of the Gemara is that if the Suffolk came from the city was Roiv Goyim, then you would collect Nezek Shalem. You would say, your shar gored my shar, even though he's a tam, since you're a guy, you pay Nezek Shalem. And on that, the Rajba, in the sugya, the same sugya, which he having subas as akasha, he says, ain holchim b'maman achar raiv. We don't go after the raiv. So how can I go to this Suffolk and say, I'm going to be mighty from you, the extra Chatzi Nezek, I'll turn the Chatzi Nezek into Nezek Shalem. I'll be mighty to Nezek Shalem, using the Rav that says you're a guy. We don't ain holchim b'maman achar raiv to be mighty miyad amuchzik. So the Rashba says, how come in a case of Rov Goyim, he would pay Nezek Shalem? And Tysus, in fact, in our Blat and Yuma says, Beferish, that he says in the Dibur Maskel, Otrich, the Nacha Torah, Didei, L'Torah, Didon, that if it was a city of Rov Kusim that he came from, he would pay Nezek Shalem. And on this Kasha, the Rashba answers, and the same teretz is found in the Magid Mishnah, Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Chavav, that this din, that the Rav can't be mighty from a Muchzik, ein holchem b'maman achar Rav, we won't say by this person who the Rav paskins is a guy. Because since in Rav Goyim, we can goy chashvinalei, a guy doesn't have this chazaka de b'mayna that we should say the Rav can't be mighty from him. The whole din ain holchem b'maman achar raiv is we can't be use the raiv to be mighty miyad amuchzik. But if the raiv paskins he's a guy, then he loses his din muchzik. The guy doesn't have this. Not he loses the din muchzik. A guy doesn't have this din of a chazaka de mamainai. And therefore, if it's Rav Goyim, will be able to be mighty the nezek shalem because. There we say, Ein Holchem Mamacha Rav means we can't be mighty from a Chazaka de Mamayna. A guy does not have a Chazaka de Mamayna. And on this teretz, the Birchas Avram, going in the Gemara Ksubas there, is bothered. What's the Svara that a guy doesn't have a din Chazakas Mamon? The Gemara in Baba Kama, Mem Vav Amid Beis, says, Ha Mighty Mechaveru Olav Arai is a Svarahu. The Gemara gives a svara, man de kov le kiva, azul le beyasya. The one who has the pain, he's the one who goes to the doctor. Meaning, if you're trying to take something from somebody else, the burden of proof is on you. Why should this, if it's a pasha to svara, it should apply by a guy just like a yid? That if a guy is muchzik in mamon, that you should have to be, he's a muchzik, he has it, and if you want to be mighty from him, you should have to bring proofs. So the Birchas Avram says, what's the svara for this teretz of the Rashba? And the Birchas Avram comes to answer this problem based on a Pnei Yeshua in the Gemara there in Baba Kama. The Gemara starts off saying, how do we know a mighty mechaveir alvaraya? So the Gemara brings a pasuk. The pasuk mi baal dvarim yigash aleihem, and on that the Gemara asks, "What do you need a pasuk to prove how mighty mechaver al varaya?" You have the svara man the kav lekeiva, azul beyasya, and on that the Gemara says, "You're right. You have the svara. You don't need the pasuk. We use the pasuk for something else." Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, "That's all true according to Rav. According to Rav." Who says, Holchin b'maman acharoiv, and that a roiv would be mighty from a muchzik, and the only time he's using the svara of muchzik, above a mighty mechaveir olav araya, is by a suffolk hashakel, where you don't have a roiv, So on that, the Gemara is saying, you don't need a pasuk for that. You don't need a pasuk, it's a svara. There's no reason to be mighty from the person without any proof. But the Pnei Yeshua says, according to Shmuel, that who says, Ein holchem b'mamon acharayv, that hachzakas mamon is going to be so strong that even if there's a rayv connected it, the muchzik in the mamon will win. So the Pnei Yeshua says, by the suffik hashakel, it'll taka be a svara. Me a svara of who man the kavle kiva, he'll go to lebeyasya. But in a case where the muchzik is going against the rayv, and Shmuel is saying the din is ein holchem b'mamon acharayv, and the muchzik wins connected the rayv, so ein achanami. Shmuel will need the pasuk of mi baal devar mi ga yigash aleihem to tell you that muchzik wins connected a rayv. Therefore, says the Birchas Avraham, if the svara that muchzik wins connected a rayv is only based on the pasuk, so now we could say the pasuk is only talking by Jews. It's not talking by Goyim. And therefore the Birchas Avraham says, very good, the teretz of the Rashba. In a case where the suffix shor was nagach, a shor of Yisrael, the Yisrael has the rive saying the person's a guy, and therefore he can collect nezek shalem. Aye, the rive ain't holchem a mamon acharayv keneged a muchzik. The guy here is a muchzik. The guy has no din muchzik when he's going keneged a rive. The guy only has a din muchzik in the case that we know from the svara, in a case by a suffik hashakel. So the Rashba doesn't mean to say that a guy never has a din muchzik mamon. He just means the din that a muchzik is going to win, keneged a rive, that din the guy doesn't have. So therefore, if the shor of a guy, the shor of the suffik, who comes from the city that's Rav Gayim, is Nogeach, the Shor Shal Yisrael, then you'll be able to collect Nezek Shalom. Now, it should come out according to this, though. How about in a case where the Suffolk comes from a city that's Rav Yisrael, and now a Jew Shor goes, it is Nogeach, the Shor of this Suffolk. So now, if we go after the Rav and make him into Yisrael, so the Jew should have to pay this suffik, Chatzi Nezek. But based on what we just said, of Ein Holchem B'Mamon Acharayv, you really don't have to pay him anything. Because since here you're trying to be mighty from a Jew who's a muchzik, so this suffik, even though he comes from a city that's Rav Yisrael, cannot use the Rav to be mighty mammon from the Yisrael, because perhaps he's a guy. It's only the Rav that says a Yisrael. And Ein Olch Mammon Acharav, the fact that he's Rav Yisrael is not enough to be mighty mammon from the Yisrael that was Shahu's Nageachim. I shouldn't have to pay at all. And Ein Achanami, that's how the Magad Mishnah Taka says in Perek Tesvav Halacha Chav Zayin of Visuri Bia. However, the Tosfos on our Amid, right here in Yuma, he says in the case of Rav Yisrael, you would paskin by the case of Rav Yisrael that you would have to pay him Chatzi Nezek, because the Rav Yisrael would paskin his Yisrael, and therefore you would have to pay him Chatzi Nezek. And based on what we said, and what the Tosfos had said earlier, in fact, that Ein Holchem B'Mamon Acharayv, that you can't use it to be mighty from a muchzik, how is it that Tosfos would hold that you'd pay Chatzi Nezek? The Hafla on the Sugya in Ksubis says a Chiddush, that says that Bechlal, the din of Ein Olchem B'Mamon Acharayv, will not be involved at all in our sugya over here. The Afla says a Chiddush, that din which we say Ein Olchem B'Mamon Acharayv is only in a case where we're coming to paskin something that only involves money. But in our case, in other words, let's take the case where the person's a Rav Yisrael. The suffik comes from a city that's Rav Yisrael. He's going to be considered a Jew as far as giving him tzedakah. If someone would kill him, they'd be chayv misa. He's going to be chayiv in mitzvahs. His kedushin would be kedushin. His shlichus would be shlichus. By all dinim, you'd consider me Yisrael. Says the Hafla, if we're using the roif, the paskin me Yisrael, for all dinim, then he's going to be Yisrael for mamon too. We're not going to say, ein holchem b'mamon acha roif, and use that to somehow consider him a guy in some cases. And he says the same thing if the city is Rov Goyim. If the city that the Suffolk comes is Rov Goyim, it's going to be mutal to be machil this person of Velas. He's going to have completely din of a guy. His kedushin's no kedushin. His shlichus is no shlichus. You're paskining he's a guy. Then we're not going to say, use a din of ein holchem b'mamanach harayv, that in some cases, because of that, we'll have to consider him that maybe is Yisrael. So says the Afla, the only time we say Ein Olchem B'Mamon Acharayv is when the case involves money or just money. The person sold the shor, and in that case, the Nimtza Nakhon, so he could say Ein Olchem B'Mamon Acharayv, even though Rayv sell it to use for work, I thought I was selling it to you for Shechita. So it's only a psak of Rayv based on a Mamondika case. But the Afla says when we're going to use the Rav to paskin out all other dinim that he's a guy or a Jew, we can't then throw in Ein Olchem B'Mamon Ach Rav to make it by Mamon that it's going to be different. So based on this Afla, the Shita of Taisus would technically be good, because by Nezakin, Taisus says in the Taisus Anah Blat that by Nezakin, in a case where Rav Kusum will consider him a Kusi by Nezakin, Rav Yisrael will consider me Yisrael for Nezakin. So therefore, but the only problem really is that it's hard to say Taisus held from the Afla, because Taisus earlier, by the case of, like we said earlier, by the case of Machzer Aveda, he asked the Kasha, how come you have to be Machzer the Aveda? Why, even if it's Rav Yisrael, you should be able to say, maybe you're a guy in Holchem B'Mamon Acharayv. From the fact that Taisus asked that Kasha, not a sugya, you see Taisus doesn't hold up the Afla. Because according to the Afla, in our whole sugya, in all these cases, you can't bring in Rav. Because since we're using it to paskin for other dinim, Rav is not a non sequitur here. Holchem B'Mamon Acharayv doesn't come into our sugya. And since Taisus doesn't use it earlier, does this earlier in the Masugya, Asher Mein Olchem B'Mamon Acharayv is clearly Mashman, he doesn't hold like the Afla. And therefore, in other words, we can't really say Taisvis holds like the Afla, and we would have this problem, Taka, in Taisvis, of how come in a case where a Yisrael's Shor would be no Geyach, the Shor of a Suffolk who came from a city that's Rav Yisrael, why Taisus would say you have to pay him chatzi nezek lechayra in olchem b'mamon acharayv, and he shouldn't be able to be mitzi even the chatzi nezek from the muchzik Yisrael. In the sugya of matzah batinak mushlach, so at the taf of pehei amid aleph, the Gemara says if he comes, if the tinak is found outside a city that's rov kusim. So in Rov Kusim, we judge the Tinuk like a Kusi, and Lamai Hilchasa Amra Papa Lachilo Nevelos, that we're able to give him Nevelos to eat. And on that, Rashi says, Lachilo Nevelos Anche Yigdal V'Kabbal of Geiris, until he becomes old enough, a Gadol, and then he will be Makabal Geiris. And the Sfasema says, it's Mashma from Rashi, that he's mechuyev, when he becomes a gadol, old enough, bar mitzvah, he would mechuyev to be megayer himself. And even though this fastema says, midin raiv tinak zehu nachri, midin raiv this tinak is a nachri, mikal makom this fastema says, since there's a suffix shema, he's being over al kala to taira, and it's biyado to be megayer himself, so he shouldn't go after the rove. In other words, the Sfasema says that Rashi holds that for him to go through a lifetime of on the miyat that he's a Jew and being oival kala tayra kula, he shouldn't follow the rov, he should be megayer himself. However, the Sfasema himself says, tsarich ian ladina. He doesn't know why this is ladina, lemaisa the rov paskins he's a guy, why he should be mechuyev to be megayer himself. The Netziv and the Meroime Sada brings that this, whether he has to be Megayir himself, will taka be a machloikis of Rashi and the Rambam. The Netziv brings from the Mashmos of the Rambam in his Perish LeMishnayis, and this Mishnah in Machshirim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin, that the Rambam holds that he can continue to eat Nevelis, and there is no Mechiyev to be Megayir himself. And the Netziv says the Bir Machloikis will be based on the fact that this din that we always say of Holchan Achar Raiv is a din that's said by Jews, Nema B'Yisrael, but it's not said by Goyim. Like we said earlier, we had seen the din Cheskes Mamon that the Rashba said, this din that a person has a Cheskes Mamon is Dafka by Yisrael and not by a Goy. And like with Mavara, at least in certain circumstances, the guy does not have a cheskes mamon. So here we see another din that Netziv says that also a guy doesn't have. The din holchan achar raiv that we say by Yisrael all the time, a guy doesn't have. And therefore, even though the raiv paskins is a guy, from the vantage point of the guy, it's a straight suffix, because there's no din holchan acharayv, it's just a suffix. And therefore the Netziv says, it'll be tully in the regular machlaikas rishonim of the Rambam and Rashi, what we hold by a suffix daraisa. Rashi holds that a suffix daraisa always goes to chumra, will hold that even though there's a raiv kusim here, since the din holchem acha raiv is not said by a kusi, the kusi will have to view himself in a state of suffix kusi, suffix Yisrael, and therefore once he becomes a gadol, from his vantage point, he will have to do geiris, because he can't leave himself in this matzav of suffix issa, because a suffix daraisa is l'chumra, and he doesn't have the din raiv as a guy, and from his vantage point, there'll be a suffix Jew, suffix guy. While the Netziv says, according to the Rambam, who holds always that suffix daraisa, midaraisa, at least we go l'kula, therefore the Rambam says that this guy who comes from the city that's Rav Gayim, even if Rav is no more than a suffix by him, the suffix is enough that he can go Lakula, and he wouldn't be Mechayev to be Megayir himself. And therefore the Netziv wants to say that this Mashmas of Rashi, that you have to be Megayir yourself, and this that the Rambam holds, you don't have to be Megayir yourself, will be based on their machlaikis, whether we go suffix daraisa l'chumra l'kula, combined with the fact that the din holchan acharayv was not said for the guy, and therefore, even by this case of raiv gayim, from the view of the guy, he will only be a suffix guy, suffix Jew. The Gemara on the bottom of Pei Hei Amid Aleph has a sugya that leads right up to the Mishnah on Pei Hei Amid Beis that discusses minayim lepikuach nefesh adoiches haShabbos. How do we know that pikuach nefesh is doiches Shabbos? And the Gemara proceeds to give a series of tanayim that all give different lemudim. Rabbi Yishmael learns it from Imba Machteres Yimotze Yaganef. We have a limud of Rabbi Lezer of Uma Mila. If Mila, which is only one of the 248 Evarim, to do a Mila on Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos. Kakal v'chayim l'chal gufo sh'deicha Shabbos. We have a svara of Rabbi Shimon ben Benasya, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, lasos as a Shabbos, that we're mechalel one Shabbos kidei sheyishma Shabbosos harbe, so the person should be healthy to do many Shabbosim. And the Gemara gives kama v'kama tanayim. These are just a few examples of the reasons the Gemara gives. How do we know it pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos? Then comes along after all these tanayim, the Gemara brings Shmuel, who Shmuel says, if I would have been there with the tanayim, I would have said my time, which is better than their tamim, v'chai b'hem v'lo sheyamas b'hem, that v'chai b'hem teaches you that pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, doicha all the mitzvahs. And then the Gemara proceeds to say, Amar Rava, all these Tanayim, all the reasons and limudim that they have, There's a pircha. There's a pircha that from those limudim we only see that vaday pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. But a case of suffik pekuach nefesh, we would not be able to learn from those limudim. Except, Rava says, for shmuls, v'chaybahem is a limud in no way, no suffik in any way, should you come to losing your life. So that teaches you even suffik b'kuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Now, the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, brought down in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, is Rabbi Shmuel has the unique Shita that not only are all mitzvahs nidcha mipnei b'kuach nefesh, and we always say yavar the mitzvah v'yal yarog, but even avodah zarah, which we generally hold as one of the big three where we say Yarug Vayava, Rabbi Shmuel is of unique Shita that even by Avodah Zarah, we say you should be Yahavar via Yarug. That Rabbi Shmuel holds you will even be able to serve Avodah Zarah and you don't have to give up your life. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, where's the source for this din of Rabbi Shmuel? It's the pasuk v'chai b'hem, v'lo she'yamas b'hem. So the Tosis Yom HaKippurim asks, if we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rabbi Shmuel holds of that pasuk of v'chai b'hem, the limud of v'chai b'hem, v'lo she'yamas b'hem. Im kein, how come here in our Gemara Numa, the Gemara brings Rabbi Shmuel as the Tano gives the reason, from im b'machteres yimatzei aganef. And he doesn't give the reason Shmuel gives of v'chai b'hem. Rabbi Shmuel clearly holds of v'chai b'hem that teaches you that pekuach nefesh is even doich avodah zarah. So how come here where the Gemara gives, as the question is pekuach nefesh doich Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't bring the same v'chai b'hem that he brings in Sanhedrin? And on this there are two derachim we have. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Shadik Vav says that Rabbi Shmuel darshins from v'chai bohem, you should live through the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs shouldn't be a cause of you losing your life. And therefore, that drasha will only tell you that if a guy comes and puts a gun to your head and says, be oivet avodah zarah, or do some aveira, or else I'm going to kill you, you can do that aveira because the mitzvah, keeping the mitzvah should not be a cause of losing your life. V'chai b'hem, you should live by the mitzvahs, v'lo she'yamas b'hem. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, to learn out, let's say a case of Shabbos, where the problem is not someone is threatening your life, but you are sick from a sickness, and that sickness is endangering your life. And the problem is that the Chil Shabbos, or the lack of Chil Shabbos, will prevent you from saving your life. But it's not the mitzvah itself, or the breaking of the mitzvah that is endangering your life. The danger of your life is from a side cause. It's from the sickness. It's just that you, to prevent the loss of life, so you have to be Mechal Shabbos. The Minchas Chinuch says that Rabbi Shmuel held that you can't learn out from v'chai b'hem. Even though v'chai b'hem will teach you that if someone comes and threatens your life and threatens to kill you, you don't have to keep the mitzvah, it wouldn't go so far as to tell you that in a case when it's a sickness that's going to end your life and you need to be Mechal Shabbos to take care of the sickness, that you wouldn't be able to learn from v'chai b'hem. That Rabbi Shmuel holds, you need a separate limud, which he brings his own pasuk of im b'machteres. We have another teretz. It's along a similar line. It's a teretz, the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim himself, who says that v'chai b'hem, Rabbi Shmuel holds, only teaches you that you could be oivin aveira to save yourself. But here, you're going to be oivin aveira to save somebody else. That Rabbi Shmuel held you cannot learn v'chai b'hem. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel had to bring in his own pasuk. So we see the approach of both the Minchas Chinuch and the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is that even if you hold of v'chai b'hem, at least Rabbi Shmuel, the way he held of a chai behem, that limited what would be doicha, when you be doicha b'kuach nefesh or not. It could teach you that if someone is threatening your life, then you could be over the mitzvah. But maybe not if it's a sickness threatening your life. Or it could teach you that you could do to save your own life, but maybe not to save somebody else's life. The emes, these terutzim, which they give in Rabbi Yishmael, l'chayre is something we could work into the sugya with all the tanayim brought here on Peyehei. Because this limud of v'chai behem, it's schwer to say that these other tanayim don't hold of this limud of v'chai behem, which we always hold, teaches you that pekuach nefesh is doicha mitzvahs. So perhaps even the other tanayim who bring these other limudim, they hold that for a case of pekuach nefesh, where it's a chayla being doicha, it's a chayla, not somebody's threatening your life, but the problem is your life is in danger from a sickness, or where you're going to be over to save somebody else, not yourself, they hold you can't learn from v'chaybim. And therefore all the different tanayim bring their different limudim to teach such a case. A case where you're being mechalel because of a sickness, not because of a threat. And a case where you're being mechalel to save somebody else, not yourself. Now, if we're going to say that when we're being doicha Shabbos for pekuach nefesh, we're going to have to use one of these limudim of these tanayim, and we won't be able to use the general limud of v'chai behem, so we have just some nafkaminas that could come out from this. The Beis Meir in Orach Chaim Simin Shin Lamed brings what would be if you would have a child that's in danger, pekuach nefesh and Shabbos, but it's a tinuk shenishba ben anachrim. And this is a tinuk shenishba ben anachrim, is completely metamed as a guy, and even if you save him, he's not going to keep any mitzvahs. He's not going to keep any future Shabbosim. Says the Beis Meir, since the limud for, he's going with the limud that pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, is the limud that be doicha Shabbos achas kidei sheyishmer Shabbos harbei. Therefore, this tinuk who really has no possibility of keeping mitzvahs, even if you save him, the Beis Meir says, you wouldn't be doicha Shabbos for pekuach nefesh for him. And says the Beis Meir, even in the maskana of the Gemara, where the Gemara brings Shmuel, who says v'chai b'hem, v'chai b'hem v'lo sheyamas b'hem, the Beis Meir holds it's not mistavra that Shmuel is coming to go against all these tanayim. He's just being moisif on these tanayim. In other words, what the Beis Meir seems to hold, these tanayim have limudim, that these limudim alone would only teach you vadai pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, but not suffer pekuach nefesh. The Beis Meir old Shmuel is coming to add on, we have a chaybem to tell you even suffer pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, but the Beis Meir holds that Mestama Shmuel will go along with the tziruf of the limudim of these other tanayim, and therefore the Beis Meir says, in a case where you don't have the svara that this tinuk you're going to save is going to keep other Shabbosim, so then you attack and not save him. And on that, Rabbi Kiva Ega argues. Rabbi Kiva Ega says, first of all, we have a Tana who brings a Tam that the reason with Doicha Shabbos is a Kavachayim and Mimila. And he says, it's Mestavra that the Mila of this Tinuk Shenishba will be Doicha Shabbos. So therefore we have the Kavachayma. Madach with Doicha Shabbos for one of the Evarim of the Tinuk Shenishba. Savada we would Mechal Shabbos for him. And furthermore, Rabbi Kiva says, in the Maskana, Shmuel says, V'chai ben v'lo sheyamas behem. And Rabbi Kiva Ega learns Shmuel is coming to say that the chiddush of v'chai behem is that v'chai behem takes place in all cases. No, that's not just limited to a case where the oinus is from someone forcing you. Even in the case where the oinus is from sickness. And even in the case where you're going to do the b'kuch nefesh for somebody else.
That's where Rabbi Akiva Eger says Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds v'chai ben v'shalosh yamas ben is an unlimited taipeta that bikuach nefesh is always doicha Shabbos. And therefore, even in the case of a tinek shenishpa bein anachrim who's not going to keep mitzvahs, you would still be doicha Shabbos for bikuach nefesh. Bir halacha in Simin Shin Chaf Tes Taka says the same din would be by a shaita. Even by a pekuach nefesh of a shaita, who is not going to be able to keep mitzvahs, still the bi'alacha goes that the maskana we follow Shmuel, that v'chai behem is a general heta, always that pekuach nefesh is going to be doicha Shabbos, and therefore even by a shaita, who won't keep any mitzvahs, we can't say the svara mechal Shabbos kedei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbe. Still we will be doicha Shabbos for the Bekuach Nefesh of a Shaita. The Gemara Nida, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, says, Ubra and Ubra lo mikre nefesh, and Ubra is not considered a nefesh, ulechein ha-hargo eno chayv misa. If someone kills an Ubra, a Jew kills an Ubra, there won't be a chayv misa. And the Ramban there asks, in Erchin, the Gemara says, that mechal Shabbos latzalas Ubra, Mechal Shabbos for saving an Ubra. And therefore the Ramban is bothered if with the whole heter of say of being Pekuch Nefesh for Shabbos is V'chai Behem, V'lo Sheyamas Behem, who says it's going to apply to an Ubra who's not a Nefesh? If an Ubra is not a Nefesh, he shouldn't be included in the heter of V'chai Behem. And the Ramban says for the Hatzalah of the Ubra on Shabbos, is we're going to use the drasha of our Tana here in Yuma as chalel alav Shabbos achas kedei sheyakayim Shabbosos harbe. Now, as we see from the Ramban, that sometimes these psukim and these drashas that the Tanayim give here don't come to limit v'chai behem, but they're going to come to expand v'chai behem by Shabbos. That the pekuach nefesh of an ubo will be doicha Shabbos, even though you maybe can't apply v'chai behem because he's not considered a nefesh, but we have the svara that the Gemara gives here that chalel love Shabbos achas kedei sheyishma love Shabbos is harbe, and that svara could even apply to the ubo, and that's why we will be mechal Shabbos to save the life of an ubo. And comes along the Netziv in the Shiltis, in that he writes that if we go with this Ramban, that the reason you save the Ubba is because of the Drasha Yishma Shabbos's Harbe, so it would come out, then we would only save an Ubba if it's going to be a case of Vadai danger to the Ubba. But in the case of it's only a Suffolk danger to the Ubba, we wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Because the Netziv says in the Maskana of our Gemara here, it's only the Drasha of V'chai Behem which teaches you even Suffolk Mekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. But the Gemara says all the other Drashas the Tanayim give would only teach you Vadai is Deicha Shabbos. And therefore, if the whole Heta, like the Ramban says, is to save an Uber on Shabbos is only based on the drasha of Chal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmar Shabbos is Harbe, it's only going to be when there's a Vadai danger to the Uber, but not in a case where there's a Suffolk danger to the Uber. Another Nafka Mina based on these Limudim is something we had spoken earlier about in the Sugya of Machilin Oso Hakal Hakal. We had said there that based on different Rishayim, that there will be reasons for someone, if you have a chayla sheyesh bo sakana and he needed meat, that it might be preferable to do shechita, even though it's an av malacha, rather than feed him the vela, which is only a lav. And one of the svaris we saw was that the issa Shabbos, as far as pekuach nefesh, is hutra. While the Issa Nevela might be Dechuya, and therefore it might be better to do the Issa Shabbos versus the Issa Nevela. And then one of the basis why we might say that the Issa Shabbos would be Hutra would be because one of the Limudim that we learn Pekuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos is we learn it from a Kal V'Chomer from Bris Milah. Like we said, Madach Bris Mila Be'echad Me'a Varm is Deicha Shabbos, so surely Be'kuach Av Nefesh Av Kol HaGuf is Deicha Shabbos. And then if the source is going to be Bris Mila, and we're going to hold that Bris Mila is Hutra B'Shabbos, not the Chuya B'Shabbos, so then would come out that Chil Shabbos for Be'kuach Nefesh will be Hutra, not the Chuya. So we see there could be common nafka minas whether we're going to learn that strictly Pekuch Nefesh Yedoich HaShabbos is from B'chai Behem, or whether it's going to be based on one of these many limudim that the Tanayim bring. The Yor Chaim in Shmos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tez Zayin, brings on the Pasuk V'shamru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, Lo Yisrael HaShabbos, that this teaches Lassus HaShabbos Bala Lamed, that when do we say that we are merapa and Shabbos? Rak if he's begedda sheyachal lamod v'lasois shemira Shabbos. But if it's only going to be chaye shah, and he's not going to live long enough to keep other Shabbosim, so says the Archayim, that we're not going to be mechal Shabbos for him. And this everybody asks on the Archayim, that l'chayra, that Beferish here in our Gemara, on Pehe Yamad Aleph, the Gemara says, we're Mechal Shabbos even for Chai Shav. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis brings Mechacham Echad Shetirates. Chiddush, that which our Gemara says, that you're Mechal Shabbos for Tzayri Chai Shav, so that's going to be Dafka when it's through with the Rabbanon. Kagol Lepakech Es Agal, where it's going to be just in this Atiltul Mukta. But Al Yedei Chil Daraisa, for only Chaye Shah, we wouldn't do. And that's what the Or HaChaim holds. The Minchas Chinuch himself says that the Divrei, these words of the Or HaChaim L'Chaira would fit in with the Man D'Yama who says that the whole Lima that Pekuch Nefesh is Doich HaShabbos is from the Drasha Chalel Alav Shabbos Aches Kidei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei, which is mashma, we don't do it for Chaye Shah. We only do it if he's able to keep all the Shabbosim. But the Minchas Chinuch says, Lemaskana, he learns that we paskin like Shmuel, that learns it from B'chai Behem below Sheyamas Behem. So it's going to come out, even for Tzorech of Chaye Shah, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos. We take a sito from the Minchas Chinuch, that he learned that the Tana who learned the drasha of Chal Shabbos Alav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei, it was literal that he has to be saved enough Kedei that he could be Yishma Shabbos Harbei. Really, not the way the Meiri and Asugya learns it. The Meiri and Asugya learns it's not Peshat necessarily Labdafka that he's going to keep future Shabbosim, but the Chaye Shah is enough. He'll live a little bit longer. He'll be able to do tshuva during that time. He'll have machshavas tshuva. And the tshuva itself will be enough to validate the Chaye Shah, to make it chashav enough. So the Miri learned that even that the Tana who learns it, Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei, it wasn't Dafka, live long enough for Shabbos Harbei, but any Chaye Shah where he's able to do tshuva or do anything. And in fact, the Bir Halacha says Lamaisa, like we said earlier, even if it's a case of a Shaita who's not going to do any mitzvahs and not going to do any tshuva, the Bir Halacha says Lamaskana, that we learn like Shmuel, V'chai Behem is a blanket heta, that Pekuach Nefesh is always Deich HaShabbos. Interestingly, we find in the Igros Maisha, in Or HaChaim Chela Gimel Simen Samech Tes, where he says, even the Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, the one who says the svara of Mechal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbei, even he himself holds that you would avad the seif a Chaye Shah, even in the case where the person can't keep any mitzvahs. In other words, he learns that Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is saying that the svara, it's just a svara for the din. Why do we save somebody b'koach nefesh? We save him b'machal Shabbos because it'll come out in the long run, it'll keep more Shabbosim. But not that's the tam and mamish, the reason why. In a way, what the Igros Moshe is saying, that the time of Shabbos is Harbe, it's not a Siba for the reason you save him. It's a Simen. In other words, that Nefesh is so important, that the Chaye Nefesh of a Jew is so important, that's capable of keeping other mitzvahs and keeping Shabbos is Harbe. So since we see how Choshev the life of a Jew is, then any Chaye Shah is considered chashuv and you'd save it, even regardless of the fact whether you can keep mitzvahs or not. It's just a simon of the chashivis of a Jew's life that this svara shows how chashuv it is, that any chai shah, even without keeping mitzvahs, you should be mechal Shabbos. And therefore the Igros Moshe says, even Rabbi Shimon Menasseh by himself would tack a hold that you would save somebody for chai shah, even if he couldn't keep any mitzvahs. The Prima Gadim in Arachayim Simon Shin Chaf Tes Sif Katan Dalid brings what would you do by someone who's Mechuyiv Mises Bezdin. And now it was Shabbos, and they can't put him to, they didn't, he's Mechuyiv Misa, but they can't do the Misa on Shabbos. And now he fell under a gal. Would you be Doicha Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, to save him? And says the Prima Gadim, you would. Because he says, since they can't do the Misa on Shabbos now, Im Kein, he has Chaye Shah. He has the Chaye Shah for whatever time's left on Shabbos. And we do Pekuach Nefesh, we Mechal Shabbos, even for Chaye Shah. Therefore, says the Prima Gadim, even this person who's Mechuyev Mises Bezdin, tomorrow morning he's going to get Mises Bezdin, you would save him for the Chaye Shah of Shabbos. And on this, the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha we'd spoken to about, that holds that even a shaita you would save and do pekuach nefesh. In this case, the Bir Halacha argues, because he says that which the Torah is chasa al yideh al chaye shah is dafka for someone who chas al chaye yatzmo. But someone who's mechachuy of misa, that he's a gavra katila machmas rishaso, ein matzil, no, so the Bir Halacha says. This would be the one person, a shaita you would save, chaye shah you would save, but someone who's mechuyev mises bezdin, that we wouldn't be mechal Shabbos to save. It would be similar to like what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Roye Be Medaka, that involved in Gezel, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in your day is Simon Kufnin Ches, She'ain Malin Osamun Abar, we wouldn't take them up from a bar. So Avada, this person is Mechuy of Mises Bezin, we wouldn't rescue him from a bar, from a, we're using Chil Shabbos, we wouldn't rescue him. The Mishnah in Pehei Amad Beis says chatas vi asham vadai mechaprin. A chatas and an asham vadai, so they do complete kapara for a person for the aveira he did. Then the Mishnah says misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim imachuva. Rashi says it doesn't say by the chatas vi asham vadai mechaprim imachuva, but Rashi says when he brought this chatas and yasham, there's also tshuva. If he didn't have charata on the aveira, he wouldn't have brought the carbon. And that, therefore, the fact that he's bringing the carbon shows that there must be a tshuva. And therefore, the mission which says chashem v'yashem v'adei mechaprin, Rashi seems to be saying that's also with tshuva. And on that, the Gvura Sari asks, that why does Rashi say it like this? Rashi himself in Shvuas, and Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, in the Dibra Maskel Chattis Vashamis, Rashi says that the Chattis in an Asham, Eina Mechaprim Ela Betshuva, Dichsiv is Vadu Es Chattasam. The Pasuk says they should do Vidu Yandachet. And if they need Vidu, Rashi says, Muchach shetzrichem tshuva. So the Gevura Sari wonders, Rashi l'shitaso in Shvuas, where he learns of his vados chatasim, that if you do vidud after the tshuva, so Rashi should have said a more basic thing here. Avada, that's tshuva when you brought the chatas in the yashim, because you're doing vidud, and the vidud means you did tshuva. And it's funny the Gevura Sari says that Rashi brings this This svara, this convoluted svara, mistam, if the guy's bringing the carbon, he must have been mescharet b'libo and he's doing tshuva.
The Gevura Sari himself says that it's nearer to him that the chattis and the asham that come to be mechapra and a veira b'shoigeg, he holds are going to be mechapra without tshuva. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Krisis Dav Zayin. The Gemara there in Krisis Dav Zayin says, Ma chattis v'yasham, ein mechaprin el al ha-shavin, af yom ekipurim ein mechapr el ha-shavin. And then the Gemara says, what is shavin and what is ein shavin in the Gemara? And the Gemara comes out, shavin means the amma yechaper laichatasi. That when he brought the carbon, he said, my chata should work as a kapara for me. Ein shavin means what he said, lo sechaper laichatasi. He brought the carbon, but he said, the carbon should not be a kapara for me. And the Gevura Sari is medayek. Since the Gemara doesn't say shavin and ein shavin is kipshuto, maybe shavin means he did tshuva and ein shavin means he didn't do tshuva, which is the pashut way you would teach the pasuk, teach the Gemara. But the Gemara goes and says shavin means that he said my chatas should be a kapara for me, and ein shavin means I'm a lo sechaper alai chatasi. Therefore, the Gevura Sari says that it's muchach from there that you don't need tshuva for a carbon chattis v'yashim kedelis kaper. You just need a want that the carbon should work for a kapara, but you don't need tshuva along with it, not like Rashi's learning. And therefore the Gevura Sari says, that which you need vidui, that's only going to be l'mitzvah b'yalma. The Gevura Sari holds that the kapara will come, it won't be, the vidui will not be makav the kapara, it's just a mitzvah bi'alma, and you would get the kapara without tshuva. The Gemara near the bottom of Pehei Amud Aleph wonders whether our Mishnah could go like Rebbe. Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is mechapa without tshuva, and our Mishnah seems to say Yom Kippur needs tshuva, because the Mishnah says, Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim ma-tshuva. And on that, the Gemara gives a teretz that maybe our Mishnah could go like Rebbe. And what the Mishnah is saying, Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim ma-tshuva, meaning tshuva alone won't get kapara. Tshuva will need Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur won't need tshuva. So when it says Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim ma-tshuva, it's saying that tshuva won't work by itself. It'll need Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur could work without tshuva. So therefore, maybe the Mishnah would go like Rebbe. And on that, the Tosfos Yeshanim asks, it will come out then, when the Mishnah uses the Lashon Yom Kippur mechaprim ma-tshuva, the Iker is Yom Kippur, because that brings the Kapara. And the Tuffel is tshuva. And Frektatosis Yeshanim, we find in other places, for example, where the Gemara says, Talmud Torah im derech eretz, that the words after the im, the derech eretz, is the ikka, that the derech eretz you need to make the Talmud Torah. And so we see from there, when it says a lashon im, the thing after the im is the ikka. Yet in our Mishnah, the way the Gemara is coming out, Yom HaKippur mechaprim im ha-tshuva, the Iker is the Yom Kippur, and the Tshuva is the Tafel. And the Tosfos Yeshanim gives a few terutzim, but one terutz is taka chiddush in the din of Rebbe. Zok the Tosfos Yeshanim, ein hachanami, according to Rebbe, the Tshuva will be the Iker. I, Rebbe, hold Yom Kippur's mechapa without Tshuva. Zok the Tosfos Yeshanim, what Rebbe means is like this. Yom HaKippurim will be mechaper im ha-tshuva, meaning if you have like a big aveira, an aveira that's a techayiv kareis, the Yom HaKippurim will knock it down and knock it off its high level and bring it down. But there still won't be a kapara gemura, and the aveira will still be there until you do tshuva. And therefore, tshuva is not a tafel, and the lashon Yom HaKippurim tshuva is fine, because you need the tshuva.
Because even according to Rebbe, where it's Yom, where he says Yom Kippurim is mechaper without tshuva, Rebbe just means Yom Kippurim can knock the avera down to a lower level without tshuva. But in order to get a complete kapara, you need tshuva. And the Taisis Yishanim brings a fascinating raya to that yisoid. Zok the Taisis Yishanim, if that wasn't true, how was it that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? We say the first bias was destroyed. For Gilei Raya Shvichas Domina Vayda Zara. How did Rebbe learn that? Rebbe holds Yom Kippur is always Mechapa without Tshuva. So what they did all these Averis? Yom Kippur came around, they were all Mechapa and everything was finished. What Averis could they get punished for? Zok the Taisis Yishanim, you must say from the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that even Rebbe would have to hold when he says Yom Kippur is Mechapa without Tshuva, Yom Kippur only knocks it down a level without Tshuva. But there's still an Avera there, and that Avera doesn't go away completely until you do Tshuva. Therefore, even according to Rebbe, we can understand how there could be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because without Tshuva, there's still remnants of the Avera there, and it's something that could contribute to Churban Beis HaMikdash.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.